Jeremiah Minyard of Yonkers, New York, football player, honor student, but more importantly, a story of strength, resilience, and determination.
I feel really excited for today, and thanks for the New York Giants, the USA Football, and the hospital for special surgery for honoring me. I think this day has been really good and really exciting.
I just say that this is one of our favorite things that we do all year long. It's this part of the Giants program.
Reading and learning more about Jeremiah's situation, the fact that, you know, at birth, you know, he overcame what was an enormous amount of challenges. You know, his mom had shared with us that he was pronounced dead at some point.
February 26, 1997. I just went to a regular doctor's appointment, and they said that I'm having issues. Drove myself to the hospital, and they said that my son isn't receiving oxygen. It was just devastating for us, a procedure where they took all the blood out of his body and put oxygen in it and basically revitalized him. He was on the machine for about 3 days with no hope, and just by a miracle, he started breathing.
He really was a miracle baby. When it was clear that Jeremiah was going to pull through and he wasn't going to pass on, but he was going to survive, they said, "You have a real fighter here. This kid wanted life and fought for it."
Despite Jeremiah's disability, he was drawn to sports at a very early age. But it was on the football field where his love and passion for the game was evident. And through hard work and determination, he earned the respect from his teammates and coaches.
His work habits, he has a way of not accepting failure. He just refused to settle for less. I mean, you tell him to do something and like he sits there and thinks about it, and then somehow the kid gets it done in ways that I've never seen either.
Even though he has had these obstacles to face, he has put in the effort, put in the time, gone above and beyond, and really has been a high achiever, has been on the honor roll for 4 years.
It's just incredible how he serves, how he wants to serve. He serves the community. You know, this summer he went and, you know, saw that there was a need at the Boys and Girls Club. They needed a coach. He came after a grueling practice. He would leave his practice at, you know, 7 o'clock and go from almost 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'm coaching the little kids, so he's always been a helper, and he cannot help but help.
It's easy to recognize why Jeremiah was chosen, and Giants players and coaches were honored to meet him and greet the 2014 award winner for his outstanding commitment, embodying what it means to possess the heart of a Giant.
How you doing? How are you? Good to see you. Congratulations. Anthony Cortazzo and Jeremiah Minyard. Now, these two young men are the winners of the USA Football Heart of a Giant Grand Prize.
All right.
They have overcome. They have overcome with an incredible work ethic and great passion and love for the game of football. They have overcome physical challenges that most people would not even consider playing the game. That's why they received this award, and that's why they're with us today.
Meeting a bunch of pro players, actually seeing the pro activities and how professionals play and coach do all the time, and how they actually are able to handle these things type of thing. So that's why it seems pretty exciting to actually be able to see the facilities on the New York Giants.